Dick Weiss, media critic, longtime editor of the hometown newspaper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, as well as a contributing editor to stlbeacon.org, as well as the owner of WeissWrite.com, WeissWrite.com. Good morning this morning, Dick Weiss.
Welcome back, McGraw. Yeah. Missed you.
Did you miss me?
Yeah, I'm really envious that you can put up bookshelves that don't slant. My dad taught me to do bookshelves. So we could never make that, you know, that little bubble that, you know, in the thing that you had to, it has to get in the middle when you put it on the,
yeah, the level.
It's called a level.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
never
yes.
could do that.
You couldn't figure out how to level a bookcase.
I once did a story in the feature section called Men Who Can't Fix Things, and I was the exhibit A.
So. That's interesting you say that, because I was talking to JR, and he's like, bookcases? Can you make me a bookcase? And it was like some foreign power I had to make a bookcase.
Yes.
He loves books. He just can't build a bookcase.
Yep.
He can read them, and he loves them. He just can't build them.
I nearly electrocuted myself putting in a ceiling fan once.
You'll be happy to know that I actually did. Side note, I went to the store, and I said, you guys got to make, because I built the bookcase, and I had the on-off switch on the old wall, and I had to make it further away from the wall to make it tight up against the new backing of the bookcase. And I said, you guys have to have some kind of filler. And they're like, yeah, here you go. I was like, wow, hey.
Yeah.
They had it. And
So
I did all the electrical, too.
The electrical.
How about that?
Yeah.
It only took me a week. It takes most people, you know, 2 days. Took me a week. All right. So what is – I heard you talking with Paul Harris last week about Lee Enterprises, and I don't want to dwell on it, but even more bad news?
Yeah, there's a report out, Morningstar, which analyzes newspaper stocks, estimates the fair value, the so-called fair value estimate of Lee stock as zero.
Now, it was trading at cents.
Yeah,
last time.
Yeah, I don't know what it was today.
It was 40-something, 49 cents last time.
It got down to under 30, I think. And I don't know where it is today. Maybe it's come back just a little bit. Actually, they did have one good day where you could have made like 15% on your money. It went up like 15 cents all of a sudden. Nobody knows why. But the quote from Morningstar says, the nefarious combination of declining profitability and a weighty debt burden has forced beleaguered newspaper publisher Lee Enterprise into a virtual minefield of tripwires. The resulting potential domino effect threatens to catapult the company into simultaneous technical violation of one or more of its debt covenants, evoking the discouraging specter of default in a possible liquidation scenario. And it says, we're maintaining our fair value estimate, which is zero. Great verbs in that, I thought. It was a great piece of writing, but good news.
So, but all that means that they're possibly talking about liquidating?
Well, that's a prediction. I don't think that the people at Lee Enterprises are talking about that just yet. They are in a bad situation. And yet, if you broke the company into pieces,
right,
if you just had the Post-Dispatch and you were able to take it private, you could probably still make money with the Post-Dispatch. It's the debt burden.
It's the $1.3 billion they're paying to the Pulitzers.
Yes, then they said that they described that as a ill-timed acquisition of Pulitzer, is the way Morningstar puts it.
I think a lot of people, when they saw that number, and you were inside the building when that happened, saw that number, and you're like, wow, that's a lot of money, $1.3 billion. Any chance of a financial bailout from Washington for Lee Enterprises?
I don't think that's going to happen. They're all kinds of you can imagine that the bailout was not popular for United Auto Workers and the General Motors and so on, how people are going to feel about bailing out newspapers. Just to give you an example, I was on the reading a piece that Mary Leonard, a reporter at the Beacon, sent me. The Seattle Times has told its managers to take a week off unpaid by the end of February,
right?
And essentially, you know, what they make, if they make $80,000 or something, they're, you know, they're taking $1,000, $1,500 out of their pocket, and then there are like 70 comments under that from readers saying, "Good riddance," you know, "Stay, don't come back," you know. The newspaper industry is just not the most popular medium, and perhaps deserved at some point, but also if the news media is doing its job, of course, it's going to confront the public with some unpleasant truths, and that would also, I think, be a source of some rancor
right.
in the public. So don't look for Washington to be offering any bailouts for any newspaper anytime soon.
Okay, so the basic line is the newspaper is making money. They can't service the debt, so they're going to have to refinance the debt, or they're going to have to start selling off some of their assets, which this is not necessarily the best time to be selling.
Right. Not too many buyers.
So what, it can't continue like this, can it?
No, I don't know. I'm not sufficiently well-versed. I never got my MBA. I'm just a lowly liberal arts major.
You can't
figure out. To be able to really say what the world will look like. But I think that there will be newspapers will begin to go belly up, and that you will find your news increasingly online, or they'll be in little newspapers that will surface that can make some money.
Let me ask you this question. I showed you this story. You missed it. It was in today's New York Times about a small newspaper in New Jersey, a small weekly local tabloid that doesn't do anything on the web.
Right. Yeah.
If they were to do away with STLtoday.com, say, sorry, we're not putting anything on our webpage. You want to advertise with us, go to our webpage. You can find out all the answers. But outside of news, you are going to have to buy the newspaper. Mm-hmm. What do you think would happen?
I think it would probably not increase circulation of the Post-Dispatch all that much, nor would advertisers be all that impressed. I think the newspaper that you cited, I think, was in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and they have a nice footprint there, but it's a very small local area where nobody else is covering the news very, very well.
Right,
very
much. They get the bowling scores from last night,
right.
and you
can't get that stuff anywhere else. Right. And so advertisers want to be in there, and their staff is. As I was talking with earlier, is 3.5 people.
Right.
And so the business model is probably not going to work for the Post-Dispatch as it is. But it did mention this Time story that some papers will have the weight and the sway, the Wall Street Journal or perhaps the New York Times, to begin selling some things, some premium products that way. But unfortunately, we've conditioned people to get things for free. Information for free, and the price of information isn't just the price of oil, but the price of information is tanking, unfortunately,
right.
for those of us in the information business.
And I understand that I'm not necessarily advocating doing away with STLtoday.com, but you know what? I want to read Brian Burwell's column about what he thinks about the Rams yesterday. I want to read what Bernie Mikkels is doing. I want to read what Bill McClellan's saying. I can go to my website. Great. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
It's always there for you.
Right. Or I have to buy it, the newspaper, which right. would then add to the circulation. Now, I know there are some people who wouldn't. More people are reading it probably because it's easier access, but less people are seeing the ads, I guess. I don't know. I just you can't go without a local newspaper. As bad as one might dislike what's in it or the editorial page or what's transpired in the past, you cannot as a society function without a newspaper.
I would say you cannot as a society function without local information. Whether it's ink on paper, I think you can. I think you can. And I think we're about to find out.
You have no word as to what they're going to do. If there's any word that they're going to stop publishing the newspaper and only online, that it must do away with.
I'm sure there'll be lots of rumors and so on. And as you last week, we talked about how the Detroit Free Press and the news are only going to deliver the paper to your home on two or three days a week,
right?
And I think you can probably begin to look for things like that to happen in perhaps even in St. Louis. But what specifically is going to happen? There's just going to be, I think, a reckoning. Here, where the lenders are, will either extend a little bit more rope to Lee, or they won't, and then more draconian things will have to occur. And what those are, We could only speculate.
And you know what? Not to toot our own horn, but I think this segment might be the only segment in town in any news outlet or medium that's actually talking about this.
Well, you've got your St. Louis Journalism Review that talks about it from about once a month. And I think maybe there's something on another, I forget the name of the station. It's a kind of a little station nonprofit.
Oh, KDHX?
Yeah, KDHX. Yeah. I think they have a segment at some point. We're providing a public service, but, and anybody who wants to send their checks, make them out to Weisright.
But I mean, I don't think the newspaper is covering their own demise.
From time to time, when they had to take a write down or something, they'll put it in the business section. They won't, you won't find it on the front page.
Right.
But that's true. I think it's really important. I think we have to look at what's happening to the media, and it is a civic, the Post-Dispatch is a civic asset. There's just no question about it, whether you like all the stories that are in there, their editorial slant, and it contributes to I hate to sound profound here, but it's a civilized society.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, it would be disastrous. Let's move on. What do you make of this Charter Channel 4 debacle going on?
It would just be hard as it is to think that you could go without the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, to go without Larry Connors and Steve Savard on television. It's even more shocking, isn't it?
I'm gonna have to go to my sick bed. I mean, I need my Kent Earhart.
Yes. It was interesting to me because the Post-Dispatch played this story kind of in the back, in the metro section, not on the front of the section, but somewhere back there. And I'm thinking one of the reasons they did is that Charter and KMOV have been at odds before.
Right.
And they got it resolved. They played chicken right up to the end. They got it resolved. And it made me think that's why they put that story kind of in the middle of the section. But essentially, it's over what is not a whole – doesn't seem to be a whole lot of money. Charter estimated, or was it KMOV estimated, it was a penny a subscriber a day.
Right.
That they're arguing over. And my suggestion would be to send to KMOV a penny a day if you're a Charter subscriber. And, of course, it would cost you 32 cents or 42 cents to do that. But let them have their pennies. Send them your pennies and how they like that. That should bring them to their knees.
Those pennies per day per subscriber really add up to $1.7 million, whatever.
For us, it's 30 cents a month.
Right. I don't know. I really think that KMOV is playing chicken. KMOV is playing with fire here.
Right. They cannot afford to not be on the televisions of
tens of thousands of people.
Just doesn't make any sense. And they are apparently doing very well in the ratings, and that it would have to cost them. So
and even though I am I do some work for Charter. Charter is the only TV outlet in town that is producing high school football games, high school basketball games, local health shows, sports shows, Chalk Talk, and some other talking head shows. So I mean, Charter, I know they get knocked. I know they've had their problems in the past, but this Steve Tripp, their new guy, is out in front saying, let me help you fix your problems with Charter. So I think Charter has gone a long way to fixing whatever problems. And I think they're important because just like a local newspaper is important, it's good to have local football games on TV.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I would, if we can help Charter out, maybe they can get us into the recreational league games, the fourth graders. I'd love to see those. Could you see Randy Carricker doing the play-by-play on a fourth grade? It would be great. It ought to be done.
What's the best story we've never read?
Best story you never read is, there comes a time in every family's life when the kids have to confront the possibility of Santa Claus and not appearing in the same picture with your parents. Mm-hmm. And Lane DeGregory has written a funny, hilarious piece about the day that came to pass in her home. She's a reporter for the St. Petersburg Times. And actually, I had to go in the archives for this one. I was looking for – I had a great story, but it was about guys with tattoos taking advantage of people in foreclosure, and I thought that was just not a great holiday story. So this one is from 2007, but you'll enjoy it. It's on weisright.com, and the link is there, and she's with the St. Petersburg Times.
You can. There was a story, and I've been trying to track this down. Maybe you can track it down and put it up there. There was a story, I don't know if it was last year, 2 years ago, a couple years ago, of these unionized Santas that were upset that the non-union Santas were getting work. And so it was a big fight between the union Santas and the non-union Santas.
Oh,
in all of its glory, in all of its, like,
I would admit. Now, there's a bailout for you that you could say, go to the Santas and say, you're going to have to accept a non-union wage or we're not going to bail you out, Santa.
Say that. There you go. Yeah. All right. Weisright.com. That's Weisright.com. Also, stlbeacon.org. Anything in the Beacon?
Oh, the Beacon has got a terrific story by Joe Seltzer. There is a study, a major study, in which 100,000 children that are going to be born very soon are going to be studied from the birth until the age of 21. And the government is investing millions of dollars in this and pouring some millions of dollars into the St. Louis economy because I believe it's 4,000 children will be studied here.
For everything.
So that's good news. Just everything, genetics and
poked
diet.
And
yeah. And so I don't think you can actually volunteer your kid yet, but they'll be looking for these children. And St. Louis University is a beneficiary of a substantial grant to do this research.
That's
an interesting story.
That's at weisright.com. Dick, have a good week.
Thank you.
You got it.